did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV, did some more time. But now I'm back in school, and though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
Hey, Joffrey, a student wrote in a letter for your column. Want me to put it with the others?
You bet. Those student problems are so morose.
Yeah.
I like happy problems. Listen to this one I just made up. Dear Joffrey, I've recently acquired an antique shaker table, which is really kind of fun in a rustic sort of way, but it doesn't fit in with my Key West colors. What should I do? Signed, desperately seeking deco.
That's a pickle.
Yeah.
Robert, look what I found stacked outside my office.
It's last week's edition of the school paper.
That's right. And it was stacked on top of a stack from the week before. Nobody reads it. How am I supposed to brainwash my minions if they aren't reading the official party line?
Maybe they just don't understand good journalism.
They don't read it because they don't relate to it. Look at these articles. Making scented candles. The truth behind Belgian lace. Ikebana, the ancient art of Japanese flower arrangement? I didn't know any better. I say this is written by a couple of middle-aged homos. Listen up, Chuck. Either you find someone who can relate to the students, or your monkey ass is off the paper.
Did you hear that, Joffrey? If he takes the paper away from me, that means I have to spend more time teaching the students. And frankly, I'm out of information.
Oh, isn't that what he's talking about? We relate to the students.
Maybe we don't.
Well, I do. Oh, I'm practically their age. I've got the body hair of a 14-year-old.
I gotta think of something. I'm gonna get some fresh air by the candy machine.
And we have to. Hey, Chuck, I've got the answer. Dear Deco, saw the legs off the table and make it a cutting board. If this doesn't connect to the students, I don't know what will.
What's with the boo-hoos?
My boyfriend just broke up with me and it's all my fault.
Ooh, who was it?
Johnny Ling.
Johnny Ling? It wasn't your fault. Have you ever heard the old expression, black on white, out of sight, black on slope, there ain't no hope?
You're right, Jerry. That makes a lot of sense. Thanks for the great advice.
Hey, Jerry. I need somebody like you. You really seem to connect with the other students. What say you come over and help me out at the school newspaper?
I work for the papers for queers. Dull, 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 dull.
Well, thank you for your honesty. Oh, by the way, you don't ever have to come to history class again. I'm giving you an infinite F.
Fat
ass. What did you say?
Fat ass.
That's better.
Excuse me. I'm new. Can you tell me where the school newspaper meets?
Extra, extra, read all about it. Jerry, blank, pop, dippy.
Excuse me?
Why are you looking for the paper?
I want to sign up.
Well, what a coinkydink. I work on the paper. I was just sitting over there now.
I think working on the paper is so...
sexy?
Well, I was going to say exciting.
It can be.
Look, take a typing class. That tip-tip-tapping is driving nails in my skull.
Jeez, somebody's a crabby bunny.
Shut up!
Okay, here's where we do the paper bowling. And here's we do the paper mache. And here's the paper kicks. And that's how she runs.
Wow.
So you want to hear a newspaper joke? What's black and white and me all in there?
Don't you mean red all over?
It is after I slap it a few times.
Jerry, what are you doing here?
Hold the press, Chief. You said she needed someone like me, and here me is. What do you want me to do?
I want you to write an advice column for the school newspaper.
What kind of advice?
Shh. Keep it down. Your column will replace Mr. Jelinek's, and I haven't told him yet.
I understand. I just got a job for a new advice column.
Jerry, please.
That's great, Jerry. What a wonderful opportunity to help people.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm Sydney. I'd like to work for the paper.
Okay, I could use a research assistant. Your first assignment, why don't you see if you can go research me up a cinnamon chip scone?
We're going to be writing for the paper!
Jerry, remember, hush, hush.
Hey, Mr. J, what are you writing there? Your obituary?
What did she mean by that, Chuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't make any sense.
Working on the paper.
Yeah, working on the newspaper. I feel so grown up. Goody!
Jerry, can't you wait?
Why, Derek's not waiting.
Well, that's how the food chain works, Jerry. I buy it. My favorite child gets first dibs and you wait.
Wow, salty, crispy fatty! Daddy, salty, crispy! My face, crispy pie!
Who's your cute young ethnic friend, Derek?
Oh, he's a Jerry.
Get out! Mother, please. This is Sydney. Hey, don't you want to know what happened at school today?
All right. What happened in school today?
Mr. Novlin!
I was talking to Derek. Derek?
Well, I punched his loser in the head. He was coming out of study hall. I blindsided him. He never even saw it coming.
That's very nice, Derek. Okay, Jerry. Now, why don't you make it quick?
Someone punched me in the head when I was coming out of study hall today. Blindsided me. Never saw it coming. Oh, and Mr. Novlin asked Sydney and I to work on the paper. I'm writing for the new advice column.
Oh, that's wonderful. You giving advice? You know, that's sure to backfire and explode in your face like some hillbilly's rifle.
Poor Southerners are hilarious. What does she know?
Well, Jerry, I mean, your mom might have a point. Giving advice can have disastrous results. You should be careful. You're not exactly qualified.
What do you mean? Well, there was this radio talk show host who gave bad advice to a caller. The caller went down to the studio with a tire iron and crushed her skull. I mean, that could happen to you.
Me? Mr. Knopf?
Yes, Jerry?
I'm having second thoughts about doing this advice column.
Why?
Well, I'm not sure I'm qualified to give advice.
Oh, really, Jerry? Well, if you weren't qualified, could I have had these printed up?
Wow! Beautiful!
Let's have some fun.
Give me one.
Fumes of Arabia won't mask the stink of betrayal, Chuck. I can't believe you replaced me.
I did what I had to save my paper.
Your paper or yourself?
Take that back!
I will not. I shall repeat it. Self, get out of this classroom or out of your life.
Little care I.
Fine. I'll go, but I'm not leaving.
Sure you'll want this back?
I didn't give you that.
That's right, my wife did. I gotta find that or she'll kill me.
Good luck, Chuck. hate you.
Why don't you put that in your column, Joffrey? Oh, that's right. You don't have one anymore. Okay, put your pencils down. Why don't you pass them up? Come on, Terry, you collect them. I've got to go get something that I lost. Hey, look at this! Letters! We got letters! Okay. Number one. Let's get one. Don't, you gotta, just try again. It's okay. Okay, here we go. First, use a whole sheet. Use a whole sheet. Just try the whole sheet. Okay. I haven't asked you a question yet. I know, but it doesn't help the type. If I haven't asked, don't look.
Don't panic.
Oh. All right. So, what should I do? Sincerely depressed. Okay.
Not pain pill.
No, use the type. Look, you do this. This. Not like this. Not this. See this? No.
There. That feels good, huh? Not just letters.
Full words.
Use a vowel.
No. Look. Just don't touch it. Just don't touch it.
No, that one's unplugged. Give me this. Yes.
Okay, there.
We're all fresh. Ready to go.
Okay. Take it easy. All right. Keep going. You got it. Now, try a word. Try a full word. Good. F-U. C. All right. Good. Now, okay.
Extra. Read all about it.
Dear Jerry, I have a crush on this really cute guy, but he doesn't even know I exist. What can I do to make him notice me? Signed, Ghost Girl.
Dear Ghosty, the trick is to be a whore in the bedroom, a whore in the kitchen, and a whore in the... be a whore. P.S. No condoms. Cowboys love riding bareback.
Be a whore.
Dear Jerry, I've been doing a lot of drugs lately, and I just want more because they make me feel good. Should I stop?
If you want to stop feeling good. Dear Jerry, my life is in turmoil. I am torn between two women I love equally, a fiery Latina and my mama. They fight like rabbit cornered mongoose and meat. One must go.
Fine, dark and handful.
Dear Darkie, mothers are a dime a dozen, but girlfriends come one at a time. Take a lesson from those Arctic savages, the Eskimos. Set Mama on an ice floe and send her out to see you later.
Hello, Mama.
Jerry.
Oh, my God. Jerry, can you send my pizza?
I'd love to.
Me too.
Hey, Jesse! What's shaking other than my bacon?
I'm just researching a chocolonic chunky chip bar for Mr. Noblet.
Jeez,
what's the cold shoulder for?
Don't you know I'm the new school celebrity? McCullen!
Yeah. You know, I've been reading your column, Jerry, and I think it's horrible the way you've been firing off these glib answers to people with real problems.
But I have posters.
You're supposed to be helping people.
I am. I'm helping myself to the popularity parade. Wanna hop on my float?
I don't think so, Jerry. I thought you had a lot more integrity.
Sydney!
Wednesday night.
Now that I'm impressed. Circulation is way up. Of course, the downside is you'll be a lot busier and spending much less time with the kids teaching.
I insist on making that sacrifice, sir.
I knew you would. So I arranged a little party at the roller rink. A celebratory celebration to celebrate our circulation. Say, has anyone seen Ask Jerry around? I need to ask about some advice he gave someone else.
She's not here.
With my mama. I'll catch you later.
Hello, Judith.
Sorry, Joffrey, I can't hear you above the roar of my success.
Well, let's see if you can hear this. I'm a desperate man, Chuck. No sense in pretending. And desperate men do desperate things.
Just like your ex-column, Joffrey, you never seem to arrive at a point.
Let's see how sharp this point is. There's a certain someone who has a certain secret, and if revealed, would certainly destroy him. And there's another certain someone who knows all about this certain secret. And if that certain someone doesn't get what he wants, he'll tell everyone. Certainly. You wouldn't. Desperate.
What to do? What to do?
That's it.
Hi, Chief.
Jerry.
Oh, another day to dole out the wisdom. What do we got?
Dear Jerry.
Uh-huh.
I am a certain someone who is in certain danger of having a certain terrible secret revealed by another certain someone.
Ooh.
What should I do? Signed, in certain trouble.
Someone's gonna tell a secret. Dear certain, dead men tell no tales. Wink, wink. Well, another hard day's work. I'm gonna go hit the showers. There you see?
Joffrey, why? Why?
Stick around.
Night fever, night fever, roller boogie! I guess it falls to me to welcome you all here to Jerry's celebration. What a big night this should have been for me. All right, well, stay tuned for a big announcement I'll be making that's sure to bring a lot of gas from most of you and a lot of weeping from one of you. A lot, Chuck. Once I was afraid.
I was petrified.
But I will survive.
I wonder where she is. She destroyed my life.
Hey, you guys!
Your advice, I'm pregnant.
Oh, congratulations. Boy or girl?
I think you missed the point. I'm a pregnant teenager because I listen to you.
Well, let me give you a little advice.
I don't want any of your advice.
Yeah. That's being glib.
I am addicted to marijuana.
No, Rebella!
Listen to your problems, but this is a celebration, and you people are bringing me way down. All right?
Yeah. Did you get a load of those crybabies? Who invited them?
Mama left me because of you.
Me? Why is it my fault?
Mama.
Jerry, is why don't you go back under your bridge with your Billy Goat's bruh?
Babies, where's this coming from? What's that?
Your advice to me. Goodbye, Jerry.
What?
That's
me.
You ruined my life.
God, I hate you. The agonizing ironic. Me. So I'm giving one last bit of advice to
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was just measuring you for your new welcome back to the paper hat.
Jerry, I think that's the best advice you ever gave.
Me too. Everything's gonna be fine. Let's go skate.
I'm a child having a child!
I need Reaper!
If there's an important story to be covered, Jon Stewart's on it like a bonnet. Stay tuned for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, next, only on Comedy Central.